Guitarist Noor Moura accompanies Syrian saxophonist Mohamed Diab in a Copenhagen park.
Yes, like this.
They used to play together in Damascus before escaping the war 8 months ago and applying for asylum in Scandinavia. Diab went to Sweden and Moura chose Denmark. They want to relaunch their careers in Europe, and until that happens, they have the financial cushion of welfare benefits.
I see the Denmark before in TV. Nice place, I like it.
But from this month, Moura, the guitarist, will be the poorer of the two, as a new law designed to dissuade refugees and migrants from travelling to Denmark comes into force.
I'm sad about this decision. I don't know why. Sweden not make this, and the Germany not make this, the government.
The legislation, drafted by the new centre-right minority liberal government, inflicts a cut of 45% in the benefits given to new arrivals. Moura will now be given the equivalent of a student grant, $890 per month, down from $1,625.
I need to work on this. I make this concert to know the people, to know the artists, to musicians, to make something with them, to work. Yes, I don't know. Don't come to Denmark to sleep. But there's something beginning is difficult.
We have a job, and the job is to tighten the rules so the human smugglers and asylum seekers and the migration, also illegal migration, can see that the future are not in Europe and in Denmark.
Martin Henriksen is the integration spokesman for the Danish People's Party, which came second in June's general election. It chose not to join a coalition government, but cracks the whip as far as the country's immigration policy is concerned.
In the past, we have taken a lot of refugees in Denmark, and we've come to a point where we have to say enough is enough. We can't take any more. We can't handle these type of immigration crisis. It's simply it's too heavy a burden, so let's just step on the brake.
As the new law was being passed in Parliament, 2,000 people protested in a Copenhagen square.
Although it might have a certain effect with regard to motivating people to get a job, the most worrying thing is that it will create poverty among refugee families.
The Danish Refugee Council's Secretary General Andreas Kam is concerned that other countries might follow Denmark's lead.
I believe that Sweden, maybe not Sweden today, but in the future, and other European countries will say, okay, Denmark, they are controlling the influx by adjusting the social benefits, we will do the same thing. So you will have this rush towards the bottom. The downside of this process is that the integration will fail.
But the Danish government is considering further measures to make the nation less attractive. These include tightening the rules on citizenship and making it more difficult for refugees to bring their families to Denmark. It's dusk, and there are three Syrians outside the immigration office in Copenhagen, staging a hunger strike to try to speed up the family reunification process.
Is it in Syria to Turkey?
From Syria to Turkey.
From Turkey to Italy.
From Turkey to Italy. From Italy to Denmark.
That's the voice of a 13-year-old orphan, Osama Bilal, who left the Yarmouk Palestinian refugee camp in Damascus with his uncle after his parents were killed by bombs that also injured three of his eight siblings. Osama says he's been waiting for a year for the Danish authorities to grant asylum to the other orphans in his family.
If I can't bring my brothers and sisters here, then I'll go back to Syria. I will not stay here without them. A life without my brothers and sisters is not a life worth living.
The Immigration Service says it can't comment on individual cases, but acknowledges that there have been some delays over the past year because of the increased number of applications. But the reputation of Denmark's new government appears to be convincing asylum seekers to look elsewhere. In the past 3 months, only half of the 1,000 refugees who arrived in Denmark have started the asylum process. Swedish immigration officials say that more people are heading in their direction as a result. At the demonstration against the new law, Syrian men already granted asylum danced alongside sympathetic Danes. Some wore T-shirts saying, "Thank you, Danish people, for your support." But once the benefit cut kicks in, they may regret not continuing north to Sweden. Malcolm Brabant, DW, Copenhagen.